Are you all agreed?
Yes.
Are you all together?
Yes.
Are you all determined?
Yes.
Are you all crazy?
Yes.
What are you doing here? We got a banquet to put on. Where are the parking attendants? Come on the double. Let's get this stuff out there. Let's get moving. No, oh, you got to move faster than that. Miss Krause, put the hors d'oeuvres on this tray. Raoul, aren't you... I'm sorry, Miss Krause. Uh-huh.
Get the picture?
Okay, what's going on?
You want to tell him?
No, Gus. He is management and cannot be trusted. We should keep him in the dark.
And we should keep you in the attic.
Tell me what, Gus?
The household staff has elected us as the strike committee, and we are pulling them out.
That's right.
Now? You're going to strike now? Mm-hmm. We got 80 people coming here tonight.
There will never be a better time to strike. The governor has time to meet our demands before the guests arrive. Now you go and tell him.
I'll tell him as soon as he's got a minute. You know he's been working around the clock to try to avoid a state police strike.
Benson, we got a strike. This inflation is killing us, and we ain't had a raise in 3 years.
Did you ask for one?
Not me. We Cubans have too much pride to beg for money. So I asked Gus to do it.
Raoul, why don't you take your pride and go down to the market and pick up the oysters? Raoul, you better go down there and get them oysters before you're diving in the river for them.
One more step and you will be floating in the river.
All right, all of you. Okay. Now, before all of you do something that you're going to regret, why don't you let me talk to the governor?
The last governor talked about a raise, too, and we got nothing.
That's true.
But Governor Gatling's a fair man. He's a decent man. Now, you'll get your raise. I give you my word on that.
Your word, ha!
Now, wait a minute. Benson ain't lied to us yet.
This is true. Why don't we settle it tomorrow morning?
All right, Mr. Fix-It. We will soon see if you are a man of your word. We give you until noon tomorrow.
It's a deal. We got a banquet to put on. You get the layout and you get the oysters.
You surprise me, Benson. You are management, and yet you agree with our position.
Of course.
Hardship makes strange bedfellows.
Nobody's that strange. Hi.
Hi.
Governor in? What's the matter?
Nothing.
You crying because you made a typo?
I'm not crying.
You got a very sad laugh. Nothing serious, I hope.
No.
Well, listen, I'd love to stay and have a cry with you, but I got to see the governor.
He yelled at me.
Who?
Governor Gatling.
Governor Gatling yelled at you? What'd you do?
Nothing, really. But he practically bit my head off, and all I did was make a little joke about getting a raise in my pay.
Uh-oh.
I know he's exhausted, but I'm tired, too.
Listen.
Marcy.
I owe you an apology for raising my voice at you.
Oh, did you raise your voice? It's all right.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it's fine.
No, it really isn't.
Honestly, it's okay.
No, it is not. I'm sorry, Marcy. I've been so busy with these police negotiations, I haven't had any sleep since Tuesday.
I know, I understand.
I just got to the point where I didn't want to hear one more word about money or raises. You want to see me?
Yes, sir.
All right, come on in.
Benson.
Well, what'd you want to talk to me about?
Well, sir, it's about the...
Benson, that was a wonderful banquet last night. My compliments to the staff.
Right, that's exactly what I wanted to talk about, the staff. Sir, let me put it this way. As you may be aware, Governor Gatling, the...
Benson, will you get to the point? Oh, I'm sorry. I'm tired. I'm angry with the Finance Committee. I'm taking it out on everybody. Those jerks keep insisting that the state police get their raises out of the existing police budget. To do that, I'd have to lay off 25% of the force. It's hard enough to find a cop now when you need one. Where would the public look then? I'd just like to find 5 minutes where I don't have to think about strikes or raises. What's on your mind, Benson?
I'll see you in 5 minutes.
Oh, okay.
Governor.
Oh, you're back. I didn't hear you come in.
I'll get right to the point. Governor, you've got working for you a loyal, dedicated, and hardworking staff. These people care, Governor, and the last thing in the world they would want to do is hurt you. But they've also got to look out for themselves. They haven't had a raise in 3 years, and this inflation is killing them. Now, I know how busy you are, sir, but these people deserve your help, and I told them they'd get it. And I know you won't let them down, sir. Sir? Sir?
Benson, a raise for the staff is out of the question right now.
I wasn't talking to you, Taylor.
I wish you were. I could use the sleep.
Governor!
Don't disturb him, Benson. He has been single-handedly keeping these negotiations going. The man has been brilliant. He's been an absolute powerhouse.
Well, it looks to me like the powerhouse blew a fuse. Governor!
Just resting my eyes.
You fell asleep, sir.
Oh, was I telling a story?
No, I was talking.
Oh, what were you saying?
He was saying that the staff is demanding a raise.
They deserve one, sir. I gave them my word.
I gave the police my word that they would get their raises without any cutbacks. Now, that has to take top priority right now. So just tell the staff to hold on until I get this matter settled, and then I'll get them theirs. It shouldn't be difficult.
Sir, they're going to go out on strike.
Then we will have no choice but to fire them and get a whole new staff.
The governor wouldn't let you do that, would you, sir? I told the governor you deserved a raise, and he agreed with me.
Oh, thank you, Benson.
But
he can't do anything about it right now.
Hold it, Benson. We know it's the same old story.
Ah, you heard it all before, huh?
Does the moon shine over Miami?
Nothing I wrote ashore.
Benson, you gave us your word.
You could fertilize the garden with his word. There is no sense in talking any longer. We strike.
Wait a minute. The police thing will be settled in a couple of days, and you'll get your raise.
It's too late, Benson. Without us, the whole mansion will collapse.
And with any luck, you'll be in it at the time.
Well, Benson, how did the help take it?
They took it on the lamb.
I beg your pardon?
They're on strike, Taylor.
How could they run out on the governor at a time like this? They're all fired!
Nobody's going to get fired.
Benson, if the mansion doesn't run properly, the governor doesn't function.
Look, Taylor, this police thing will be over in a few days, and I'll keep things going in the meantime.
Sure. You're going to do the work of 20 people?
If I have to.
You're going to cook, clean, garden, and chauffeur?
If I have to.
You mean you're going to do it all?
If I have to.
Then you can start by getting me a cup of coffee.
Get it, Joseph. Are the rugs finished?
Nope, but the vacuum cleaner is.
He broke the vacuum cleaner too, huh?
It's not broken. It just stopped. Well, what could I have done?
Same thing you did to the washing machine and the blender.
It's not my fault. Machines hate me.
Benson, is this good enough? I can see my face in it.
Let me see that. That's not your face. That's my face. Here's your face.
Oh, you know, you can see them picketing the back gate from here.
Yeah, I saw them before.
Hey, they're waving at us.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
They're not waving, they're pointing. Ah! Well, the same to you, Cross.
Meat's done.
What meat?
When you were driving Daddy to the Capitol, Marcy put the roast beef in the oven.
Oh, Marcy, you shouldn't have.
Oh, that's okay, Benson. It's just one less thing for you to do.
There's no roast beef in the oven?
Yeah, I put it in the other oven.
There is no other oven.
Yes, there is. The one on the bottom.
That's the broiler.
oven broiler. What's the difference?
Oh, Marcy. You broil a roast beef?
Well, it was too big to fry. Those cookbooks are all alike. Nothing ever looks as good as it does in the picture.
Too bad we can't eat the picture.
What do we do now?
Bury it.
Well, it's not my fault I can't cook. My mother never let me near the kitchen.
Mother knows best.
We forgot to feed the dogs.
Eh, I'll do it.
You sure, Benson?
Oh, I can handle it.
Hi, Katie. Miss Hill.
Hi, Gus.
Hi, Gus.
Oh, hi, Gus.
Kitchen don't look that bad.
Well, it could be worse.
Right, a lot worse. And that's what we were counting on.
Oh, well, it won't be long now, Gus.
Tell me about it. We've been out there for a week. We're hurting, Benson. What are you doing to us?
Well, I thought I was saving jobs.
By doing all of them?
Benson doesn't run the house, you'll all get fired.
Well, maybe so, Katie. But then at least we'd know we should start looking for another job. We had a chance to win, Benson, on the night of the banquet. But you talked us out of it. Now you're doing all our work. Well, we got no leverage at all.
Well, that's not what I set out to do, Gus.
Well, we figure we might still have a chance if you come out there with us. Right now. Some of us have kids to feed, Benson. Think about it.
Benson, you said you were helping them. But you're not, are you?
Well, I guess not, Katie.
Well, I'm not doing anymore. You're sore, Benson.
That scab, Katie.
Thank you, Marcy.
Now what? If you quit, they'll be fired. If you stay on, they'll be forced to give in.
Well, it's a no-win proposition.
So what are you going to do?
Lose.
Marcy, keep trying. I have to talk to him. It's urgent.
Governor?
Yes. Who am I speaking to? I'll be with you in just a second, Benson. Hello? Oh, I guess they'll call back later.
Governor, I don't know quite how to say this. But under the circumstances, I think it would be best for all concerned if I resigned.
Whatever you think is best, Benson.
Well, there's no use arguing about it. My mind's made up. I'm resigning.
Resign? Oh, no, you can't.
I just did.
But why?
Well, I thought I was saving jobs. But I'm just hurting the staff.
But your management, it's your responsibility to fill in during a strike.
The thing is, telling myself I'm management doesn't change how I feel. I've been a worker all my life. I still am.
Well, everybody works for somebody, Benson, even me.
Governor, I'm sorry to interrupt you.
Did you reach them yet?
Well, sir, what happened was that
I told Keller and Barnett that we had to get the negotiations going again before the deadline tomorrow night.
Yes, sir, I understand that, so what just...
Now, they said, yes, we'll talk later. Now you can't reach them.
Well, there's a reason for that. You see,
Benson, you and I have got to have a talk just as soon as I can think straight.
That could take forever.
Definitely said we would talk later. It is absolutely irresponsible for public officials to forget their commitments.
Sir, they're here with their wives. They said you invited them for dinner.
Oh, that's right. I forgot.
You invited them for dinner and we have no staff?
I forgot that, too.
Well, what are we going to do? We can't just insult the two senior members of the Finance Committee.
Who?
Finance Committee. I don't suppose we have anything to serve them.
Well, we had roast beef. I wouldn't eat it. I'd bowl with it, but I wouldn't eat it.
Maybe you could make reservations somewhere.
It's too late for that, Governor. I mean, after all, these are the two men who hold the purse strings to the state. They have the power to grant or deny raises. They're expecting dinner at the governor's mansion, and I'm going to stick around to make sure they get it.
You will?
Yeah.
But you said there was nothing to eat.
I'll come up with something. Go stall them.
Oh. How?
Well, tell them a story about your first pair of galoshes.
Oh, that's a good one.
Come on, you can make the appetizer.
I can't cook.
I know, that's what I'm counting on.
Governor, we've been over all this so many times before.
Randy, how can I convince you that this strike situation is an emergency?
Show him the kitchen.
Thank you, Benson. The appetizer was unique.
Wasn't it, though? I've never seen anything like it.
Didn't you make it?
No, ma'am. And even if I did, I wouldn't admit it.
I made it, Mrs. Keller.
What was the appetizer, Marcy?
It's called Seafood Fantasy.
We're going to rename it as soon as we can identify it.
It's mussels, clams, and shrimp pulverized in a blender. I found the recipe in a magazine.
Popular Mechanics.
May I have some more wine, please?
Certainly. Give the ladies a refill while you're at it.
If we can get this thing settled by midnight tomorrow, why bring in the National Guard?
Because they can help me do the windows.
Could I have some bread, please?
Certainly. Heads up! Good hands. You want the butter?
No! Thanks anyway. Have you cut down on your staff?
Not down. Out. They struck. They left here whining and muttering some nonsense about needing more money to feed their kids. As if it's our problem their kids are hungry.
They can share mine.
Oh, you are the cutest little thing. I'd like to wrap you up and take you home with me.
That's kidnapping.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I dropped my fork.
Oh, no matter.
And what will I do for a fork?
Hey, you see that?
But, sir, we can meet their demand simply by cutting back on police personnel.
Yes, but at the risk of the public safety. There's such a thing as cutting back too far, you know.
We have a point there.
Of course he does. What you see here is what happens when one man is forced to do more than he can handle.
Excuse me, but I believe there's a piece of cork in my wine.
Two pieces. When one man tries to serve too many people, some of the people get bad service. If a cop tries to do too much, it's like me trying to serve this dinner. So, if you get bad service, it serves you right. That's what the governor's been trying to tell you for the past 2 weeks, so he brought you here for a practical demonstration. Now, dessert and coffee are out in the kitchen. You'll find your hats and coats on the governor's bed. You'll find your automobiles parked out back. Try not to step on the flowers. I hate to run off like this, but I gotta get back to the laundromat. If you want after dinner brandy, it's at the bar. I'll give you the cigars now. Here you go, Taylor, just like grown-ups. This has been wonderful. Goodbye, good luck, and come back and see me when you can.
What did you do, blitz my kitchen?
Your kitchen?
Yeah. Well, the strike is over. We took a vote and I lost. The ones with families caved in, weaklings. But you counted on this, yeah, Benson. I hope you're proud of yourself.
Not very. For what it's worth, Krause, I'm resigning.
Good. Now I will not have to kill you.
I know you won't believe this, Gretchen, but I am sorry.
Oh, the traitor is sorry. The scab is sorry.
That's enough, Miss Krause. How can you say such awful things about Benson?
With a smile on my lips and a song in my heart.
Miss Krause, thanks to Benson, you've won.
Won? What won? What are you talking about?
At dinner tonight, Benson, I didn't know what you were up to at first. Well, anyway, at one point, Mr. Barnett got some cork in his wine. And Benson said, no, you have two pieces of cork in your wine. And then he picked up his spoon, he dipped it in the wine, he went... Did I tell it wrong?
You had to be there, sir.
I was. Oh, anyhow, Miss Cross, Benson found a wonderful way to point out just how essential your services are. And so the Finance Committee is going to grant your raise effective immediately.
Wonderful. I will go and tell the others the good news. But you will still resign, yeah, Benson?
Oh, Miss Krause, Benson got you the raise.
Yeah, I am being greedy.
Quite an evening, huh, Benson?
We did all right. How about the police?
Well, Keller and Barnett have reopened negotiations, and as long as they're talking, there's hope.
Yes, sir.
Benson, I hope you know there were enormous risks in what you did tonight.
Yes, sir.
Did you ever stop to consider that the consequences would have been disastrous if your plan had backfired?
Yes, sir.
I mean, what you did out there tonight was outlandish, even irresponsible. Not to mention rude and downright foolish.
Yes, sir. That's why I told him it was your idea.
Deserves some sleep after all he went through to get that police strike settled. Marcy?
Marcy? Did I finish dictating that letter?
No, sir.
How far did I get?
Dear sir.
That's enough for one day.
Oh, did I tell you the police got their raise?
Yes, sir, and you'll be happy to know they're earning every penny of it.
What does that mean?
I got a speeding ticket, 38 and a 35.
You got a ticket for doing 38 and a 35?
I almost had him talked out of it.
Oh, you should have told him you worked for me.
I did. That's when he gave me the ticket.
Benson is videotaped before a studio audience.